Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Heading to the Senate is a bill which could do away with TikTok's goofy dances and cute puppies. The measure could force China-based company ByteDance to sell TikTok within 6 months, or else it would be banned in the U.S. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Gohar Khan of Connecticut posts strategy videos for college applicants to millions of TikTok-using high schoolers.
I would have to figure out a whole new strategy for bringing customers in.
TikTok has launched tidal waves of push alerts, urging its users to reach out to their congressperson by typing in their zip code. Some in Congress already worry this might be an example of how China could misuse users' personal information.
Basically, the company had used their geolocation data.
Over a dozen people are hospitalized after a blast at an FBI training facility south of Los Angeles, California. CBS News LA reporter Mike Rogers.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department maintains nobody seriously injured. This has prompted a very large response.
No word on the cause of the explosion. The FBI is investigating. It's been 4 years since Breonna Taylor was killed by police in Louisville, Kentucky. Her mother is speaking out. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The 26-year-old EMT was fatally shot when Louisville police stormed into her apartment while executing a no-knock warrant. They were at the wrong place. Her mother, Tamika Palmer.
What happened that night shouldn't have never happened to anyone. It took the DOJ to come in to even bring charges because the state failed.
Four current and former Louisville police officers are facing federal charges connected to Taylor's death. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Last month's suspected cyber attack on a major health tech company called Change Healthcare is costing medical providers an estimated $100 million a day due to payment disruptions. CBS medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
So it's your ability as a provider to bill. It's also things like prior authorization. So, you know, can you get those medications? Can you get an estimate, say, on a surgery that you want to schedule? What is that going to look like in terms of your insurance coverage and so on? All of those kinds of things are being affected. Patients' ability to fill their prescriptions.
No let up in the gang violence in Haiti, and a state of emergency is extended until April. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from Haiti's border with the Dominican Republic.
Less than a mile from where we are, two Haitian nationals that were attempting to cross the border were shot by members of the Dominican Army. Officials here in the Dominican Republic say that a scuffle had taken place and one of them was killed.
Elon Musk abruptly cancels the Don Lemon show on X after he sits for the program's first interview. X said only that it had decided not to enter into a commercial partnership with Lemon's show. Lemon said he'll air the Musk episode on YouTube and via podcast on Monday. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The White House is sending $36 million to Milwaukee to help reconnect a neighborhood that had been divided by a highway in the 1960s. President Joe Biden made the announcement at a stop in Milwaukee Wednesday. He says that the project will help disadvantaged communities living on Milwaukee's 6th Street.
These are life-changing improvements. They're also going to make it easy for historic black communities in the north and Latino communities in the south to access jobs, school, and entertainment.
Wisconsin is seen as a crucial state to win in this November's presidential election. Reports say former Green Bay Packers star quarterback Aaron Rodgers might run for vice president. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent. The New York Times reports Kennedy's shortlist for running mates include Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers face the Cubs at Sloan Park in Mesa, Arizona. Colin Ray pitched four scoreless innings. William Contreras with an RBI and a three-run homer. But the Cubs came back with a walk-off home run from Patrick Wisdom to win 6-5 over the Crew. College basketball, the UWM Panthers losing to the Oakland Grizzlies 83-76 in the Horizon League Championship played in Detroit. Oakland advances to the NCAA tournament. NBA, the Bucks with with another blowout loss on the road. This time 129-94 to the Kings, who went right after Damian Lillard. Doc Rivers.
They're going to pressure him and trap him. If we space the floor and move the ball, we work on the drill every day, we should be able to pick it apart. Think about it. If they're trapping Dame, that's Giannis in the middle of the floor. We didn't take advantage of that tonight. We really just didn't move the ball tonight.
How do you feel about the ball handling tonight?
Yeah, we're sloppy. I mean, we really were. It's a sloppy night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle and some showers around. Low tonight, low 40s. High tomorrow, low 50s. Sun's back, breezing around 50 Friday. The weekend looks breezy with more clouds around than sun and high temperatures in the mid-40s Saturday, only mid-30s Sunday. Right now, it's 50.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I could have done a lot worse than sit in Skid Row drinking wine. To know that nothing matters after all. To know there's no real difference between the rich and the poor. To know that eternity is neither drunk nor sober. To know it young and be a poet. Could have gone into business and ranted and believed that God was concerned. Instead, I squatted in lonesome alleys and no one saw me. Just my bottle. And what they saw of it was empty. And I did it in the cornfields and graveyards. To know that the dead don't make noise. To know the corn stalks talk among one another with raspy old arms. Sitting in alleys, digging the neons, watching the cathedral custodians wring out their rags beneath the church steps. Sitting and drinking wine and in rail yards being divine. To be a millionaire and yet to prefer curling up with a poor boy today in a warehouse door facing long sunsets on railroad fields of grass. To know the sleepers in the river are dreaming vain dreams. To squat in the night and know it well. To be dark, solitary, eye nerve watchers of the world's whirling diamond. That's Jack Kerouac. That's Skid Row Wine. His birthday was yesterday. He would have turned 102. Happy birthday, Jack Kerouac. And thanks, everybody. Happy birthday to you if it is your birthday. This is Tom Hartman's show. I'm Jefferson Smith. Honored to be with you. Call in number 202-808-9925. A few shout-outs, plugs, and thank yous to start. First of all, I wanted to say a thank you. And I maybe even could have said it in the last couple of days, but I'm a basketball fan, and I went to a Blazer game. And this is not a season that you go to a Blazer game because you're expecting a victory. If you're hoping to be put in a good mood, it is because you enjoy basketball itself, or because you like something you eat or drink, or because you see someone that makes you happy to see them or to be seen. And that happened. A woman came up to me after the Blazer game, and she didn't really come up. She yelled at me. She shouted to me. I guess yelled at sounds accusatory. She shouted to me. And she said really nice things. She was a big fan of this show. And she recognized me. And by the way, I don't look like Tom Hartman very much. And I just want to say it meant a lot. I just want to say thank you. I think I said thank you in the moment. I was surprised I didn't have your outfit. And so I hope I was gracious. But either way, I wanted to say thank you now because that day I could really use it. And not just because the Blazers were not very good that day. I mean, better than I am. I play basketball, not at that level, right? So I have humility and gratitude. But I particularly have gratitude for that moment. The point is partly the gratitude, but the point is also that that kind word can matter. You never know how much it might lift somebody up. And that it can make you stronger and happier as well. Whether you're at the service station, whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're at a ball game, a genuine excuse to say something kind, I don't know, makes the world a tiny bit better, so I appreciate it. A plug, news of my dad today at 10. That is a show we talk about the news with my dad. His name is Joe Smith, the Paper Towel King. I say he's the Paper Towel King not because he's a wealthy man who sold lots of paper towels, but because he gave a TED Talk on how to use a paper towel that has received some number of millions of views, and it makes me laugh in a good way. I also wanted to put in a plug. If you are nearby Portland, Oregon, or if you have any interest in visiting, on April 25th, there's going to be a Climate Technology Community Summit, a conference that we are organizing to try to get a little more attention on and build a little more awareness of the businesses and nonprofits that are working within climate technology to try to leverage innovation and smart policy making to both do things in the small picture, but hopefully also help things in the big picture. We're doing it with Portland State University and a bunch of other folks, and shout out Technology Association of Oregon and shout out to Climate Curious and a bunch of other organizations who are helping. But did want to put in that plug. It's called the Wings Conference. If you want to check it out, just go to wingsconference.com. If you have a hard time finding it, if you enter in the words climate tech and climate tech wingsconference.com, easy to find. If you still want to find it, I can put something out on the Twitters or whatever. Is it still called that? I don't know. I don't know what it's called. But that's my plug. And I would dearly love, if there is a single person that came from this show to that thing, I think you'd love it. I think it's good. I think you'll meet folks. There'll be job opportunities if you need that. There's going to be things to learn if you need that. There's going to be great talks if you need that. There's going to be good community if you want that. There's going to be food. It's going to be great. And, oh, I should say something else, is I can get you a 70% off discount code. So that's the other thing. I've got to figure out how to send that out. But if you want to go, let me know. I can get you a 70% off discount code. All right, that's my plug. I want to talk strategy. But before I want to talk strategy, and we're going to do Strategy Corner, I have my little book here. I sat in the middle of Dune. I went to the movie Dune, and I was going to go with my childhood best friend. And so I bought tickets to the IMAX. Apparently, it was shot on IMAX. It's the big screen, right? Big, big one. And I wanted to see it on the IMAX. And I was going to go with my old friend John. And it was even his idea. But I bought the tickets. And they sell out, the IMAX for the Dune. They were selling out. So I got them in advance. And I asked my wife, I might go. And he was going to bring his dad, and there was another friend of mine who wanted to see it. And so I got several tickets, and one by one, people couldn't go. So my dad needed to go to the gym. If I don't go to the gym, so it's fine. But he didn't get early enough notice. I didn't think it was this kind of movie. My friend John got a dog bite. He intervened with a dog fight, and he got his hand mauled. He had to go, and he was fine, but he couldn't go to the movie. My wife didn't really want to go to the movie anyway. She was just going to be with me and to see my friend John. And my other buddy wanted to go. He was like, he got sick. He got COVID. And so I was like, I was sitting on these tickets. And they sold out show. I'm like, well, do I go? And like, I had just said like a month ago, you know what's silly? What's silly is that we don't go to movies alone. That of all the activities that one could imagine doing alone, I think more people go to bars alone than go to movies alone. And think about that. Because at a bar, it's just you and who you're going to talk to. Like, so the activity is talking to people. If you go alone, well. But in a movie, if you talk to people, it's kind of rude. So of all the activities that I participate in, I'm more likely to show up at a basketball court to pick up game alone than I am to show up at a movie alone. And that, basketball was a social activity. So it's like, and I just said that in a conversation on my porch. And with that in mind, it's like, well, what if I just go? So I think this is the fourth time I've been to a movie alone. I recommend it. I think it's really fun. As a fourth time, the first time I got dropped off by my mom, I think I was like 6 years old. It was like the first, I was a little tiny guy. One time I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure it happened another time. Another time I was in law school. I was so embarrassed that I brought with, and that was absurd, right? It shows you just way too self-conscious. And I was in summer. I was living in L.A. and working at a law firm for the summer. And I brought with me a little notebook. And I was like, well, because then if I don't have anybody to talk to, I can write a note on the notebook, and maybe they'll think I'm like a movie reviewer. So, who's going to care? And everyone's going to say, why are you in this movie alone? That's never going to happen. If you've ever been scared of going to a movie alone, maybe I'm the only person who thinks about this. But if you've ever worried about it, it turns out nobody cares. Nobody cares. So I brought a notebook. But I really liked having a notebook because I took notes. And you don't end up getting on your phone or doing something rude. And nobody bothers. It doesn't bother anybody if you have it. So I have this little notebook. It's now kind of a strategy notebook. And during the movie Dune, which is 3 hours long, it's not quite, but you're there that long, I took notes. And I took notes about the stuff that was on my mind, frankly, somewhat in preparation for this show. And I started thinking about strategy. I started thinking about the strategic landscape. And it's perhaps notable that the cover of my notebook, it's upside down, I'll put it that way. It's probably too small to read, so I'll read it for you. It's an Abraham Lincoln quote, and it says, the best way to predict the future is to create it. Now, I like this note because it's thick, so you could write a lot, but it's also pocket size. I have pretty big pockets. I'm a larger person. And it's fitting because the opening thought is like, how can I add value to this community this week? This is the first time I'll be on this year, the first time I'll be on this election year. When it's the same, it'll be the same candidates as were running 3 years ago, and it'll be a critical election. Every presidential election is very often, maybe accurately described as the most important election ever. And I've been thinking about what was at stake and what was at stake for democracy. And for so much of my rhetorical life, I have wanted to find that balance, that compromise, that cohesive set of ideas that bring people together. It is, maybe it's from being the child of divorce, my preference is to find common threads. It is not, just describing why someone else is dumb has never been quite as interesting to me. Heckling has never been my favorite form of entertainment. But it's occurred to me that that move, that for decades, almost centuries, the move for democracy has been bipartisanship, transpartisanship, nonpartisanship. Rhetoric of both sides could build trust and advance the cause of democracy itself. But we are in an era where we can't just both sides democracy, we have to be pro-democracy. And so I worked up some strategic tips on it. We'll get back to it after the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith. How do we change the landscape, change the power landscape of political power in this country in a pro-democracy direction?
Tap in to what Chippewa Falls, the issues affecting Eau Claire, the Valley, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today.
The bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Where do you get your power from? From where does your movement get its power? What use does power have? How comfortable are you with power? How much do you feel you have? Why would you want it? Why should we want it? And I don't mean just what it should be used for. That's very often the discussion that we have. Very often the discussion we have is, well, I wish power were applied differently. But I want to talk about power itself, and I'd welcome your thoughts. That my desire to talk about power and to have kind of, I'm calling it a strategic corner. Here it is, strategic corner, just a moment, is rooted in, it's not based on just a desire for power itself or even in just an analysis or fascination with power itself, but that I think power really matters. That, as I was saying, for so many years, there has been a presumed consensus. It wasn't quite a consensus, but it was pretty close, closer than it is now, around the cause of democracy itself. And we could kind of both sides a lot of things. The move for journalists could be, oh, well, we'll play a game of a referee and call balls and strikes, and we'll mostly count how accurate we are based on if we've criticized competing political parties roughly equally. And that is, of course, the landscape that MAGA Republicans have been able to leverage to be able to seem more reasonable. And the media helped elect Donald Trump, gave him so much attention, and failed to remind, just cover each new weird thing, and failed to remind of the deep bass notes of contra-American interests that his presidency raised and his campaign raised and his personhood raises. There's been this habit, this American habit, and it's been a virtuous habit in many ways for us to both sides stuff. But January 6th and election denialism has weakened that move. Voter suppression has weakened that move. Republican support for Russia in the face of election interference and a Ukrainian invasion and occupation has weakened that move. The rise of Fox News, etc., has weakened that move. That both sides in favor of democracy is no longer sufficient. We need to persuade a supermajority of Americans to prioritize democracy, to care about it, believe in its promise, or at least its potential. I would like pro-democracy efforts to arise within the Republican Party. I'd like a system that prioritizes ideas and objectives over tribalism, but those desires don't trump the reality that we face. And there are liberals that have some discomfort with power. That discomfort might even be a defining feature. We certainly want to fight against tyranny. But ultimately, if we're talking about how decisions are made, what we're going to do about climate change, what we're going to do about women's right to choose, what we're going to do about a middle class, what we're going to do about systems of decision making, what we're going to do about rise of monopolized economics, we're talking about power. We have to get comfortable with power. And I want to talk about not only about how we operate within the current power landscape, because we do talk about kind of tactically a bunch. I want to talk about bigger picture, maybe deeper power. What is the power landscape we face, and how do we build that power? I'm curious from you as well. 202-808-9925.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Where do you think the power for progressive or pro-democracy movement comes from? What are the sources of that power? How do we build sources?
Tap in. If anyone knows what's on tap,
Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today.
We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today.
Online, 93.5 FM.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book.
Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The House has approved a bill requiring the Chinese company that owns TikTok to sell it within 6 months. CBS's Skyler Henry.
The bill, which passed by a wide margin, next goes to the Senate, where its prospects remain unclear. President Biden has said if Congress passes the measure, he will sign it.
Louisville, Kentucky police shot and killed Breonna Taylor in her apartment 4 years ago. Her mother, Tamika Palmer.
There was a number of things that went wrong, and they themselves have stated that Breonna wasn't even a target, and she really had no basis on their investigation. So this was just a senseless act.
The suspected cyber attack on a major health technology company last month is reportedly costing medical providers an estimated $100 million a day as payment disruptions continue. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
This is a system that touches one out of every three patients in this country. The scope of this attack is really quite large.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dr. James Beebe has been named the new chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. He currently serves as the provost and vice president for academic affairs at Keene State College in New Hampshire. The UW Board of Regents voted unanimously to approve Beebe's appointment on Wednesday. He's replacing former Chancellor Joe Gao, who was let go after he was found to be making pornographic videos. This year's winter has officially been declared the warmest on record for Wisconsin. The state climatology office says that the average temperature from December through February was just over 28 degrees. That's nearly 10 degrees warmer than normal. This year's winter beat out the previous warmest winter by 2 degrees, which was set in the winter of 2001-2002. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote, because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, maybe a sprinkle and some showers around. Low tonight, low 40s. High tomorrow, low 50s. Sun's back, breezy, and around 50 Friday. The weekend looks breezy with more clouds around than sun and high temperatures in the mid-40s Saturday, only mid-30s Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
We are back. This is Tom Hartman's show. And yeah, I want to talk about power. In my little book, while I was watching Dune, I liked the movie, by the way. It's 3 hours long, which gave me a chance to write notes. My ADHD brain wandered. It didn't have to go much further than my pocket notebook. And I made a list of levers of power. I want you to help add that list. And I want this to be beginning of a discussion that we have. If you have thoughts on, I would love to hear them, and we can have even some of it even tomorrow and Friday, but a beginning of a discussion that I hope we will have for a long time, because ultimately we have to strategize. It's not enough to pontificate. It is not enough. This can't just be infotainment. We have to build a movement that will save, maybe, or at least, I'm going to say save and improve democracy. And that's the high purpose to which we can, that's worth our time. That's worth this community, that is worthy of this community. Lesser objectives are less worthy of this community. And we should be thinking, therefore, we need to be thinking, therefore, not only about what news events bother us in a given day or what dumb stuff opponents might say, but also those deeper bass notes below the cacophonous treble, what are the levers of power that have to be built, or if we want to use a different metaphor, it's the landscape of power that needs to be changed. So I made a list. It's an incomplete list, but I made a list of some levers of power in no particular order. I wrote organized labor. I wrote the environment. I wrote nonprofit networks. I wrote foundations, financial foundations, typically dead people's money that then do-gooders get involved. And by whose power? I mean pro-democracy power. I wrote down pro-democracy journalism. I wrote BIPOC voters. My wife would be even more specific. My wife would say black women voters in particular. In fact, she would say it even more broadly. She would say black women voters saved the country in 2020. And she has a pretty good case to make. Donors, not only the giant ones, but the mass of them. Traditions themselves, the tradition of voting, the habits that we have, the habits of talking about things that matter, not only talking about things that don't matter, setting aside the poll that showed that a lot of Gen Z folks paid attention to particular TikTok meme more than what was happening in Alabama with eliminating access to IVF because defining a fetus as impacting fetus as a criminal act, and even something prior to fetus status. Deeper stuff is also a source of power. Ideas are power. Just the idea of equality. The idea of real freedom, and think about that one for a moment. And by freedom, I don't mean power. Those are two different things. Power is important, but freedom is a virtue. Power is a neutral, right? And it has risks of being a bad. We have to make sure it is a neutral and try to make sure it's a good. But freedom is a good. Legends and stories. Legends and stories are sources of power. Art, movies and paintings and monuments are sources of power. How we imagine ourselves, how the physical manifestations and related to that, the mental manifestations of how we think we are organized, how we should be organized, those are levers of power. They can, and by levers of power, I mean they can be exploited or used to help accomplish objectives. They can be eroded. If they're eroded, they can weaken democracy. If they're strengthened, they might strengthen democracy. Education itself and civic education is a lever of power. Compassion, hope, love are better angels, are sources of power for democracy. The right wing understands power. I don't know if they all understand policy. I don't know if they all understand how democracy can work better. I don't know they understand the science of climate change or the science of bodily autonomy. But as a movement, they understand power. And as such, they target power centers. That's how I know they understand power. And just for you, and this is the strategy corner part, and for us to understand it, the way the right wing works is that they see the landscape of power, and if you're the Koch brothers, they don't just try to operate within it, they try to change it. This little book, it's at the cover of it, on it says, the best way to predict the future is to create it. Abraham Lincoln. It's Abraham Lincoln quote. Best way to create the future, excuse me, best way to predict the future is create it. They don't just, the Koch brothers didn't just try to predict what was going to happen or navigate within the existing landscape. They tried to create the future. They tried to change that landscape. They tried to build a new set of think tanks, build a new set of advocacy organizations, help fund a new set of media organizations, build new centers of power, not just tiptoe around or walk among or assume that they will be there, but build them. The other thing they do is they target power centers to attack them. Now think about all these things. Think about the right-wing attacks. So BIPOC voters have been a source of pro-democracy power. So what do? They enact voter suppression legislation to go after that power, not to accomplish a particular policy objective, not to make the country better in a particular way, but just to undermine that power center. They see that there is a billionaire who is donating a lot of money to progressive infrastructure, to pro-democracy infrastructure, George Soros, who is not some fired socialist. I mean, this guy is a capitalist as day is long. But because he started putting real money in, because he started seeing the threat of the anti-democracy threat that was emerging in the United States, starts putting in real money to that. And so instead of just focusing on disagreeing with how the applications of that money, they start anti-Semitic attacks against George Soros himself, because that's the move. The move is to attack the center of power. But we can keep going down the list. I said pro-democracy journalism is the center of power. It took longer. It wasn't as frequent a move before Donald Trump. But for the last 8 years, attacking journalism itself has been a major talking point of the right-wing movement. And that might seem new, but in another perspective, it is not new at all, because it is just another example of them attacking power centers. Uh-oh, there is like playing a game of whack-a-mole, but you don't just whack it down quickly. You got to continue to attack it, attack it, attack it. You see a power center emerging. And don't just disagree with the policy, because maybe you don't even have a particular policy objective, except your primary policy objective is power itself. And so you got to whack down that emerging power center. And so they're whacking down, or that existing power center. So they start whacking down journalism itself. But that's not it. Think about the things they go after. They go after the Department of Education, because education is a source of pro-democracy power. And we won't get through a Republican primary without there being multiple Republican candidates talking about defunding the Department of Education. Art is a source of human power. So we're not just controlled by money and robots. Art itself, expression itself. How many presidential candidates have you heard, Republican presidential candidates, who've gone after funding for the arts? I went deeper. I said compassion, hope, and love. And what do you think fear does? What do you think leading with fear accomplishes psychologically? Well, it gets us out of our frontal lobes. It puts us into our reptilian brains. It gets us away from the places of our brain that are thinking about hope, that are thinking about adventure. gets us away from the parts of our brains that are thinking about love and thinking about compassion. I am not the. It is not new for me to say that fear is a tool of control. But what I also just said is fear is a way of beating down other power centers, other pro-democracy power centers. You'll start noticing this more. I said organized labor. The attack on organized labor isn't only because the ongoing attacks on organized labor aren't only because capital wants to improve their deal. Capital is getting a hell of a deal, by the way. But also because organized labor itself is a power center. So they want to go after local employee unions. They want to go after the right to organize. They want to create right-to-work states, which mean the right not to organize. And means the lack of a right to organize. Not only because they want to improve, not only because of an ideological disagreement, but because that itself is a power structure. You're going to start noticing this more. When you start seeing the ongoing Republican attacks, it won't merely be because of some different viewpoint of how economics should work or how morality should be defined. The attack on universities. The attack on universities is rooted in because that's a power center. We've got to go after woke ideas within universities. Because that's a power center. So I want to talk about power, and I'd like your thoughts. What did I leave off? What are power centers, pro-democracy power centers that I left off? And how can we build more? You are a power center. People who listen to this show, what you and Tom and this wonderful staff have built is a power center. It needs to be built. Conferences that bring people together to say, hey, we're stronger together than we're apart. Those are power centers. How do we build more of those? How do we strengthen those? Let me go to Beth from Novi. Is it Novi, Michigan? Have I described and pronounced your place accurately?
It's Novi.
Thank you.
Novi, Michigan. Hi. I am a center of power. And as I was listening to you, and when you said that the Democrats shy away from power, I agree. I mean, I was shy to really speak up, and now I'm not. I was a public school educator for over 25 years.
Thank you.
And I'm getting tired of being called a groomer, and I'm speaking out about it. I'm speaking it out to my Republican friends. I never taught. What is CRT? I have my master's. I never heard about CRT. And so I was supposed to be teaching that when I didn't even know what it was. And also woke. What's wrong with being woke? I'm telling people, I'm proud. I don't see it as a badge of dishonor. Yes, before I was a little, cautious. Did I get one to ruffle my friend's feathers? But now there's too much at stake.
Yeah.
And I am going to
There's too much at stake. Keep going.
There's too much at stake. And I don't hesitate now to talk publicly if I'm in a group of people and they'll make a snide remark about teachers or about unions. And I don't stop. And I think listening to you today, it just gives me more courage to do it, to continue.
There you go,
so
Beth.
Thank you for that.
No, thank you for that. It's literally the best thing I can imagine being saying. That's why this court sits. That's why we do this. Because you got to step into your power and wield it the way you're doing, Beth. Thank you so much for calling. This is Tom's show. This is your show. I'm Jeff. We're back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
What are the sources of power? How do we build those sources of power? 202-808-9925. Do you even think about power?
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today.
The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping into the station talking about your hometown.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis, but like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former
Drew
lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're back. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to John from Alexandria, Pennsylvania, I believe.
Yes, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you do.
Thanks, man.
I just want to echo that people need to start hammering their congressmen at least once a week, if not more. I hammer mine.
What do you hammer them on?
Pardon me?
What do you hammer them on?
Well, anything and everything. On being a hypocrite, being a Putin lover, and, you know, call them treasonous, and, you know, anything. You know, I raise my right hand up and defend the Constitution.
Yeah.
I never really took that seriously until January the 6th.
Yeah.
And Benedict Arnold, over my dead body, is going to get into that office because I am not going to see anyone lead this country that is kissing Vladimir Putin's ass.
Yeah.
That's just simple. And the Viktor Orban thing, come on, folks.
Yeah.
Can't you see?
Yeah.
You know, that's the right-hand man of Putin.
Yep.
And thank God the FBI had taken the documents that were in Mar-a-Lago next to the copy machine.
Yep.
You know, it's... I never thought in my 63 years on Earth that I would ever see anything like this.
Yeah, I haven't been alive quite as long, but I can't disagree with you. And I agree with you. I want to echo your that folks that need to get involved, whether it's hammering their congressman or hammering their neighbors in a nice way, and building power centers, pro-democracy power centers. I couldn't agree more.
Well, to the point of being nice, there's only a certain extent you can be nice to get through to these people.
So that's its own topic, right? We could have persuasion corner, right? And I think we spend a lot of time thinking about that. I've got a lot of thoughts on that, but what right now I do want to think about is just the power structures themselves. It's just the landscape of power itself. And I know that's a weird topic. I know it's a new topic, but I do want to think about it. But I appreciate your call very much.
Okay, keep up the good work.
Thanks,
you got
John.
My support.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, man. Go hammer. Phil from Costa Mesa, go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing good.
You need to get mom and pop back on the street, and I have personal experience with that. Power in the people, so who we're buying our stuff from.
When you get them on the street. What do you mean, hooking?
No.
Oh, when you say get mom and pop back on the street, you mean mom and pop, like stores back on the street.
Exactly.
Okay,
power
right.
in the people, and then the people.
You
want
to get
street,
people off the street. You want to get somebody on the street. I got confused. Go on.
Like, you know, when I was growing up, there was the pizza. Well, if you go to Europe, there's the baker, the candlestick maker, and the butcher. Now it's all big business and oil and meat industries and so on. So with Kickstarter, you can raise money and open your own little shop and then put Tom Hartman's principles at work with food.
Yeah.
Would be a great player, like a coffee shop.
No, I agree with you. Local stores, local community power centers, the middle class. I shouldn't have left off the middle class off my list. Middle class is a power center. So keep calling. We'll be back talking about this. If people have thoughts about power centers we need to build, how we understand power better, appreciate you dancing with me on that. But coming up, news with my dad.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
from Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap. Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station. I didn't, to the
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You are listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.